not sure what to say either.
And probably you can pronounce your name a lot better than I can. Can you say it again?
Sure. My name is Pejman Fala.
And this microphone will block out the surrounding noise, so you'll be fine. So what brings you here today, Pejman?
Well, I'm here to support the workers in Florida. And this is just, although like we're standing here for the workers in Florida, but overall, you know, support all the workers no matter which part of the world they're from.
Sure. How does this issue connect with some of the things that are going on in the United States? For example, say factory workers losing their jobs or other people losing their jobs, or maybe even American farmers who've had trouble over the years competing with the big corporate farms.
I think in my opinion, all these issues are interconnected, because I think the U.S. policy and and the corporate policies are to break the pretty much the labor movements. You know, it's all anti-union, anti-labor, anti-immigrant, anti-this, anti-that. And although today we're standing and supporting the farm workers, right, which happen to be mostly immigrants, but then the rights of the American farmers are also being violated, although there are subsidies, but overall, the people who are not working on, privates or working for private farm sectors are also in the same position that the people that we're defending today. So yeah, these are all connected. I mean, there's systematically, and it's not just something, as you know very well, something that started recently, but something that has been in working for a long time. You know, we the people stands for we the profit makers, and then now we know them as corporation, and then of course the politician, which are their agents.
This movement has succeeded, has had some successes, correct, with other food chains?
For this, you need to probably talk to Sue or Mark about this. They can give you more feedback.
Where are you from? The reason why I ask is I'm always interested in someone, assuming you're not from the United States, what your perspective is on activism and the social justice issues in general in the United States.
Was that my accent that gave it away? I'm from Iran, and I come from a land of oppression. Used to be oppressive before the Islamic Revolution and more oppressive even after Islamic Revolution. So ever since I remember, I have always been sensitive toward the issues of poverty, injustice, human right violations and civil rights. And I can't explain to you how, because I come from a background that these issues were not prominent in my life, but somehow those issues are sensitive for me, and I've stayed involved ever since.
Do you think as Americans in the United States here, we have a luxury in terms of being able to do something like this? And if we do, does that mean we have a responsibility to use whatever freedoms we have to fight for the rights of people who might not be able to do this?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the fact that the fact that we can stand here and take a stand itself is a good right. Although it gets ignored, because I think unfortunately a lot of people here are very disconnected. I don't mean to say they're insensitive, but their lack of reaction, may indicate that there's some degree of insensitivity. And also there's a degree of comfort here, which you may not find in other countries, because as long as I get my tomato at the lowest price and I get my clothing, I don't care whether the shop workers in Syria are getting raped, or in Indonesia or other countries, there's abuse and slavery going on. Whether it's in this country, which is happening, or whether they're in other countries. So there's that attitude that hey, as long as I'm okay and I'm getting my stuff, then let it be.
Clue me in here. Can you say more about how our food in this country and other developed countries is tied to sweatshop or even slave labor in other parts of the world, or maybe even going on in our own borders here?
Um, I'm not. Maybe for that one, maybe Mark or Wendy can give you more feedback on it. You know, I'm not sure if I have all my facts straight. All right.
So people who are able to do this in this country, as far as stand out here and protest and engage with the public, that's a luxury, or it's a responsibility as well. Because I imagine many of these workers that we're trying to speak on behalf of can't do this. That some of them don't even speak English, maybe, and some of them might have a hard time standing up for their rights. They're probably more afraid that they're going to be thrown into jail or they're going to be deported. So can you say anything about that?
Sure, I think it's the responsibility of every individual to stand up for the rights of others. And I think it's the responsibility of us to uphold the human right for everyone. And just because there are people who are not in a position to stand up for their rights, yes, then we are responsible to stand for their rights.
Anything else?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good question.
Thanks. And this is WCRS on August 26. We are standing at the corner of Ackerman and Olentangy, about as close as to the Kroger we're going to get. We want to be on public property, so we're not asked to leave. And this is to raise awareness about the Immokalee workers' fight to get the grocery chain Kroger to pay 1 cent more for the produce they get. And that increase would improve the working conditions and the lives of the workers that that bring us our food.
Thanks.
May I have your email address?
Sure.